Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are going to talk about fear.
Oh, good.
And I don't mean like the fear of spiders or heights or anything like that. I'm talking about a very specific, very adult kind of fear.
Huh.
The one that hits you right in the wallet. It's that, you know, that knot in your stomach when you're on a car lot.
Oh, I know this feeling.
And you're looking at a vehicle that costs more than your first three salaries combined. And you're just wondering, is this thing a ticking time bomb?
It's that universal anxiety of the unknown. And honestly, it is completely rational.
Right.
You're making a massive financial commitment to a machine that, I mean, it operates by containing thousands of controlled explosions every single minute.
That's a great way to put it.
You have extreme heat, friction, complicated electronics. It's kind of a miracle that cars work at all, really. So worrying it might stop working is just, it's just common sense.
Right. It's not paranoia if the transmission actually drops out on the highway. So to address this universal anxiety, we're looking at a very specific case study today. We've pulled some documentation from a dealership called Jupiter Chevrolet.
Okay.
And we're looking at two key documents. One is titled Jupiter Chevrolet, the Lifetime Powertrain Assurance. And the other one kind of breaks down the philosophy behind it. It's called How Jupiter Chevrolet's Lifetime Powertrain Warranty Gives Buyers Peace of Mind.
And our mission today is to figure out if this is just, you know, fancy marketing fluff words on a window sticker, or if they've actually built a sort of financial and psychological firewall for the buyer. Look at the mechanics, the economics, and, you know, the psychology of why a dealership would promise to fix your car forever.
Because lifetime is a very long time.
It is.
Forever is a massive word. But before we get to that timeline, we have to talk about the hardware. The documents are really specific. They don't say lifetime car assurance.
Yeah.
They say lifetime powertrain assurance. And I feel like powertrain is one of those words that, you know, people just nod at when a mechanic says it.
Yeah. But they don't really know what it means.
Yeah. What are the boundaries? Is it the wheels? The battery?
It's such a crucial distinction.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get the difference between the powertrain and, well, the whole vehicle, you're going to be so disappointed when your air conditioning fails and you find out it's not covered.
Okay, so give us the explain like I'm five version here. What actually makes it into the powertrain club?
Okay, think of the car like a body.
Okay.
The body has tons of parts, fingers, toes, ears. If you break a finger, it hurts. It's a huge inconvenience, but you're still fundamentally alive. You can still get around.
That's your power windows?
That's your car windows, your radio, your heated seats, the backup camera. Those are the fingers and toes.
Okay, so what's the powertrain in this analogy?
The powertrain is the heart, the lungs, and the muscles. It's the engine that creates the power. That's the heart.
Right.
It's the transmission that organizes that power. That's like the central nervous system. And it's the drive axle that sends that power to the wheels. If any of those stop working, the body doesn't move. You don't have a car anymore. You have a 2-ton statue in your driveway.
A very expensive lawn ornament.
Exactly. And the source material points out that Jupiter Chevrolet covers the engine, transmission, and drive axle. These are the components that are constantly bathed in oil under immense heat and pressure.
They're the most complex parts.
And historically, they're the most expensive to fix.
And that's the key, isn't it? If my window switch breaks, I'm out, what, couple $100?
Annoying, but manageable.
It's annoying, but it doesn't ruin my year. But if the transmission fails?
You're looking at thousands. A modern transmission replacement can easily run $3,000, $4,000, maybe even $5,000.
Wow.
For most households, a surprise $4,000 bill is catastrophic. It wipes out the vacation fund, the emergency savings. It's a genuine crisis.
So by isolating the powertrain, Jupiter Chevrolet is basically saying,
we aren't covering the annoyances, but we are covering the disasters.
It's catastrophic coverage, strictly. Which brings me to the second word in that title, assurance. The document says lifetime powertrain assurance. Is that just another word for warranty, or is there a nuance there? Because assurance feels, I don't know, friendlier.
It does feel warmer, doesn't it?
Yeah, less like a legal contract and more like a handshake.
In a legal sense, for the actual repairs, it functions a lot like a warranty. But assurance speaks more to the intent, the source of the promise.
How so?
A warranty is often just a manufacturing obligation. You know, if X breaks, we do Y. Assurance is more like a transfer of confidence. It's the dealer saying, we have inspected this car, we know its history, and we are so assured of its quality that we're willing to take on the risk.
So it's putting their money where their mouth is. Because if they're wrong, they're the ones who pay.
It's a classic economic signal. Think about it. If I sell you a junk car, a real lemon that I know is going to fall apart, and I give you a lifetime assurance on the engine,
you're going to go broke.
I am going to go bankrupt fixing it. The math doesn't work. The only way the business model works for Jupiter Chevrolet is if the car doesn't break.
So the existence of the assurance itself is a signal. A signal that the car is probably okay.
Right. It's a proxy for quality. It forces them to filter their inventory.
You can't just slap this sticker on any old trade-in.
Not at all. They have to be rigorous.
Mm-hmm.
If a car has a shaky transmission history, they can't afford to offer this. So before you even sign the paper, the offer itself tells you something about the car's health.
Okay, let's pivot to the elephant in the room. The word that really grabs you. Lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
This is the part that makes me skeptical. I buy a toaster, it has a one-year warranty, and it breaks on day 366. That seems to be the rule. But lifetime implies, well, no finish line.
It's the boldest claim in the whole document. I mean, most warranties are time-boxed. You know the drill?
Mm.
3 years or 36,000 miles. 5 years, 60,000 miles.
Right.
Those numbers aren't random. They're calculated based on failure rates. Engineers know parts start to fatigue. It's called the bathtub curve of reliability.
Okay.
Things fail early, that's manufacturing defects, or they fail late, which is wear and tear. The middle part is usually safe. Standard warranties cover the early bit and some of the middle.
But Jupiter Chevrolet is saying they cover the late part too, the wear and tear phase.
By saying lifetime, they're completely opting out of the finish line. As long as you own the car, the coverage applies. It implies that even when the car enters that risky old age phase, they are still standing behind the engine and transmission.
But there has to be a catch, right? Does lifetime mean the lifetime of the car? My lifetime. The lifetime of the dealership.
That is the most important question.
Yeah.
And usually in these contracts, the Jupiter material alludes to this. Lifetime means your ownership duration.
So it's non-transferable.
Exactly. You can't pass the car down to your grandkids with the warranty intact. The lifetime ends when you sell the car. But if you keep that car for 15 years and the engine block cracks in year 14, then technically you're covered.
That completely changes the depreciation curve, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Usually an old car is just a liability, a money pit. You're just throwing cash at it to keep it running.
But if the engine and transmission, you know, the big ticket items are covered, an old car is just, well, it's just cheap transportation.
It decouples the utility of the car from the mechanical risk.
Yes. Usually, as the odometer goes up, your stress goes up.
Every weird noise makes you sweat.
Totally. With this model, the stress line stays flat. Even as the mileage line goes vertical, you've basically capped your liability.
You mentioned this forces them to be picky about their inventory. But I want to dig into the business model a bit more. How does Jupiter Chevrolet not, you know, lose their shirt on this?
Right.
If every car eventually breaks, I mean, entropy is real. Aren't they just guaranteeing an eventual loss?
And that's the key insight here. It's all about probability and breakage rates.
Yeah.
They're betting on the behavior of the average consumer.
Okay.
They are betting that the vast majority of modern powertrains, if they're maintained properly, will not have a catastrophic failure during the average ownership period.
Because people sell the car before it dies.
Right.
People get bored. They want a new screen, new safety features.
Correct. The average person keeps a car for, what, maybe 6 or 7 years. Modern engines are incredibly robust. They can easily go 10, 12 years without a major internal failure. So Jupiter is offering a lifetime warranty, knowing that for, say, 80 or 90% of buyers, the lifetime of their ownership ends before the car's mechanical lifetime does.
So they get the massive marketing benefit of the word lifetime, but the actual risk is just however long the average person keeps the car.
Precisely. It's a brilliant play on statistics. But, and this is a big but for the consumer who does keep the car, the buy and hold type,
yeah,
or for the unlucky 1% where the transmission fails at 40,000 miles, for them, this protection is worth its weight in gold. It's insurance.
You hope you never need it.
But the math works for the insurer because most people don't claim it.
That makes a lot of sense. It's a calculated risk for them, but a total safety net for me. Which leads us perfectly to the second document we have.
Mm.
How Jupiter Chevrolet's lifetime powertrain warranty gives buyers peace of mind. We've talked about the mechanical and the financial. Now we're getting into the head game.
This is where the product shifts. We are not talking about steel and pistons anymore.
Yeah.
We are talking about cortisol levels.
Cortisol, the stress hormone.
The source material explicitly frames peace of mind as the deliverable. And why? Because buying a car is stressful. There's this concept in economics called information asymmetry.
Okay, unpack that for us.
It's a concept made famous by the economist George Akerlof in his paper, The Market for Lemons.
The lemon paper.
Yes. It basically says that in any transaction, the seller almost always knows more about the product than the buyer.
Of course.
The dealer knows the car's real history, the mechanics report, the quirks. You, the buyer, you just see a shiny paint job.
Yeah.
And you're terrified you're missing something. You are scared of being the sucker who buys the lemon.
Right, the lemon problem. It keeps people up at night. You drive off the lot and you're just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
It literally does. That background radiation of anxiety, did I make a mistake? Is that vibration new? That's a cognitive load. It drains you.
Yeah.
The document argues that this lifetime powertrain warranty is the antidote to that anxiety. It bridges that information gap.
It's interesting they frame it that way. They aren't saying we save you money. They're saying we save you worry.
And that is a powerful value proposition. Think about other things we buy for peace of mind.
Home security systems.
Home security systems, travel insurance. We don't buy them because we want to use them. Nobody wants their house broken into just to use the alarm.
Yeah.
We buy them so we can stop thinking about the worst case scenario.
It silences the what if voice in your head.
Exactly. If you know that a $4,000 repair bill is impossible because Jupiter Chevrolet is picking up the tab, you don't panic when you hear a rattle. You just schedule a service appointment.
It turns a crisis into an errand.
Turning a crisis into an errand. I love that. That's a tangible upgrade to your quality of life.
But let me play devil's advocate here. Is this peace of mind just a way to charge more for the car? I mean, nothing is free. Is the car price just inflated to cover this free warranty?
You are absolutely right to be skeptical. In economics, there is no free lunch. And usually, cars with these types of strong assurances do carry a slight premium over, say, a private party sale or a sketchy used car lot price.
Right.
But you have to weigh that premium against the risk.
It's like buying the fully refundable airline ticket versus the basic economy one.
Yes. You pay more upfront for the flexibility and safety.
Okay.
And for a certain type of buyer, which Jupiter Chevrolet is clearly targeting, that math makes sense. If you're a single parent or on a fixed income or you just don't have $5,000 sitting in a savings account.
A surprise repair is ruinous.
It's ruinous. So paying a little more on the purchase price, amortized over a five-year loan to ensure that bill never comes, that is rational economic behavior.
Okay, let's look at this from Jupiter Chevrolet's perspective again, just strategically. Why make this their flagship offer? Why not just, you know, free oil changes or floor mats? Why go for the jugular with the powertrain?
Because it signals a long-term relationship. Floor mats are a transaction perk.
Hmm.
You get them, you leave, you forget where you got them.
Gone.
A lifetime assurance ties you to the dealership for the long haul.
How so? Because I have to go back there for the repairs.
It's the maintenance. We touched on the catch earlier.
Yeah.
These warranties almost always require you to maintain the vehicle according to the manufacturer's schedule.
Right. You can't just never change the oil and then expect a new engine.
Of course not. You have to be a responsible owner. And often, while they might not legally force you to do the service at their dealership, it's heavily encouraged. Or it's just easier to do it there to keep the records straight. So for Jupiter Chevrolet, this isn't just about selling a car today. It's about seeing you every 5,000 miles for the next 10 years.
So it's a retention strategy disguised as a warranty.
It's a retention strategy and a trust strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be honest. Car dealers don't have the highest reputation for trustworthiness.
No, they do not.
So offering a forever promise is a way to break through the noise. It says, we aren't trying to trick you. We are in this together.
It aligns the incentives. I want the car to run. They want the car to run so they don't have to pay. We're on the same team.
And that feeling of partnership is what generates that peace of mind. You aren't alone with the machine. You have a partner.
I'm curious about the type of person this attracts. We touched on it, but does this change who shops at Jupiter Chevrolet?
Oh, I think it acts as a very specific filter. It repels the risk takers or the flippers who just want the absolute lowest price and don't care because they'll sell it in 6 months.
Right.
It attracts the buy and hold crowd, the pragmatists.
Yeah.
The people who keep cars until the wheels fall off.
Which, ironically, are probably the best customers to have. They're stable. They do the maintenance.
Exactly. It's a self-selecting mechanism.
Mm.
By offering stability, you attract stable customers. You attract families, people who value security over flashiness.
So we've unpacked powertrain, the expensive bits. We've looked at assurance as a financial firewall. We've analyzed lifetime as a bet on statistics. And we've seen how it all results in peace of mind by removing the fear of the lemon.
A really cohesive narrative. The warranty is the tool, peace of mind is the product, and loyalty is the payoff for the dealer.
It really makes you rethink what you're buying. You're not just buying transportation, you're buying a future experience.
Yes.
You're buying the experience of not being stressed out 3 years from now when the check engine light flickers on.
And in a world where everything is uncertain, the economy, the job market, locking down one big variable is incredibly valuable. Knowing your car will start, or that if it doesn't, it'll be fixed without bankrupting you, that removes a huge variable from your life's equation.
It frees up mental bandwidth.
It does.
Before we wrap up, I want to explore a kind of a counterintuitive thought. We've been praising this peace of mind. We've called it the antidote to anxiety. Is there a downside?
There's a concept in economics called moral hazard. It basically asks, when people are insured against risk, do they act more riskily?
Oh, I love this. Like, if I'm wearing a helmet, do I ride my bike faster? If I have great health insurance, do I eat more pizza?
Exactly that. If you have a lifetime powertrain assurance, do you drive the car harder? Do you ignore that little temperature gauge rise because, hey, it's covered?
Right. Do you tow a trailer that's maybe a little too heavy because, well, if the transmission blows, Jupiter's got it.
Let it blow up, I'll get a new one.
I can definitely see that thought crossing someone's mind.
Does the safety net make us complacent? Or does it make us more adventurous? Maybe you take that cross-country road trip you were scared to take with your old car.
That's a fascinating angle. Does assurance make us careless, or does it make us free?
The source material talks about peace of mind, which implies a calm, passive state. But maybe the real benefit is freedom. Freedom to use the car as it was intended, without fear.
Freedom to put miles on it without calculating the depreciation in your head every time you pass a mile marker.
Exactly.
I think that's the takeaway for you listening today. Whether you're buying from Jupiter Chevrolet or just looking at a toaster with a warranty, look at it not just as legal text, but as a relationship. What is the seller promising? And how does that promise change how you will use the product?
And read the fine print. Always read the fine print. Know the difference between a powertrain and a bumper-to-bumper. Don't just assume.
Great advice. Assurance is great, but knowledge is better. We've gone deep on the mechanics, the money, and the mind games of the car lot today. Hopefully, we've given you a little peace of mind about your next purchase.
Drive safely, everyone.
Catch you on the next one.